It is 7:34 p.m. on Sunday, July 26th. And this is a suspended edition of Basketball This Week Done Quickly. I'm being quiet because I'm walking in the woods. Talking at all disturbs nature, and it's probably not a great idea to do, but you know, gotta do a podcast, right? It's a very bad smell here. It's not death. Like some sort of nasty animal poop. Much like this NBA season, it's not death. Just some sort of nasty animal remains. It's been a while since I've been on this trail. I used to come out here. Well, I still drive out here almost every week, but I used to walk this trail every week, but it's been so crazy here that it's very difficult to find a time to get out here where there's not a billion people. Anyway, the scrimmages have started. Most of them have been pretty bad. Somehow they're worse than preseason games. I think it's because in preseason you're kind of you're working on stuff, and there's like an implicit knowledge that what you're working on is probably not going to be what is seen. And like January of the season, you'll have changed your plays. You'll have come up with different ideas. Things will be different. But with the restart happening in about a week, in the playoffs, like 4 weeks after that, teams are very hesitant to show their hands. So you're seeing some terrible basketball. There have been some good moments. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've done this trail. Definitely winded. It's a very light trail. But it's kicking my ass right now. But anyway, there's been some... We've seen some, like Anthony Davis and LeBron, like, halves where it looked like they were very put together. We've seen Bol Bol do his thing. Probably isn't going to do that thing in the regular season, but he looks good. He looks good. Looks very good, actually. And Jokic at point guard, because the Nuggets didn't have any guards available. It's giving people some things to think about, which is probably what Denver wants to do. Because I highly doubt in any of these games they'll actually go to that for more than a couple minutes at a time. But the threat of them doing it has certainly made people think, like, which is not good if you're a fan of any team other than Denver, because the not so secret is that Jamal Murray plays them out of a lot of games. He puts up numbers, so it's easy to pretend he's playing you into games, but he sure does play them out of a lot of games. And I think things are going to be different for Denver if they have another answer when Murray's not doing too well. The Wizards, I can't believe the Wizards were invited to this thing. I don't want to say they're the worst defensive team I've ever seen, because I've seen some pretty bad teams, but they're certainly the worst defensive team this year, or they were. The Nets are now, the Nets, you know, with none of their players, all of their players gone, the Nets are now not an NBA team anymore. They're much worse. So I don't know. The East is seeming pretty pointless right now. But it's happening. I mean, all of this isn't pointless, but the East is especially pointless. It's like 10 motorcycles at least. Nah, it's like 5. No. I'm thinking 9. Or one really loud one. it's at least more than one. Because the sounds are a little different. Maybe they're doing one of those convoys. I don't know what they call them. Bug trying to eat me. But yeah, it's happening. It's basketball. It is true what Westbrook said. Now that there are sports, people have stopped talking about the protests for the most part. But they're still happening. Portland is still on fire. And still got secret police doing their dumb shit. It's happening in Chicago. Scary time out there, but yeah, you know, y'all who are out there are the heroes. Respect you. But it's scary, so be careful. Anyway, yeah, basketball. It's coming back. It's coming back next week. I think that's all I have to say. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.